Leaders in Kentucky's bourbon industry, along with state policymakers, Wednesday celebrated growth in the distilling business over the last 10 years. A new study says bourbon-related businesses provides twice as many jobs, payroll, capital investment, and tax revenue than a decade ago. Former Maker's Mark Distillery President Bill Samuels Jr. participated in the state capitol event.
What if over the next 10 years, Kentucky bourbon becomes the next wine, becomes the next Napa Valley, and we're able to maintain during that same period the 95% monopoly in the production of bourbon that we now have, then maybe the bourbon boom has only just begun.
Senate President Robert Stivers says changes in taxation for bourbon opened the door to substantial growth in the industry. House Speaker David Osborne says it's come partly through what he called government getting out of the way of business.
This is a prime example of how government should work and how the legislature should work, and that's taking away the barriers to prosperity. That's taking away the barriers to excite the entrepreneurial spirit and let businesses do what businesses do, and that's create wealth, that's create jobs, that's create opportunities, and yes, it creates tax revenues.
Kentucky Distillers Association Board Chair Rick Robinson noted the data and the analysis came before retaliatory tariffs on U.S. whiskey exports imposed by countries like China, Canada, and those in the European Union. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.